There is a long history of Christian suspicion of the idea of sacred space. The first Christians inherited two traditions from first century Judaism, that of the synagogue and that of the temple. The synagogue was a place of gathering. The word synagogue itself comes from the Greek verb meaning to bring together. And the temple was also, in a way, a place of gathering, but it was much more than that. It was a place of God's presence, and it was a place of sacrifice. And in the Christian tradition, the dominant tendency has been to affirm the importance of sacred space, to affirm that a church is not simply a place of gathering, but also a place of presence, and even a place of sacrifice. And so a church is a place consecrated, holy, set aside from ordinary use. And the architectural treasures of the Christian world testify to the love that has been bestowed on these places of presence. And yet, there is also a strong counter-tradition, which has some basis in the New Testament, which is deeply suspicion of any notion of sacred space. God, they say, with the first martyr, St. Stephen, does not dwell in temples made with hands. The veil of the temple has been torn in two. Every Christian now has direct access to God from anywhere at any time, unmediated by temple or priest or sacrificial system. And in this view, the preoccupation with church buildings is a distraction, even idolatrous. Christians can meet in schools, sports halls, or whatever. There is no such thing in this view as sacred space. Today we celebrate the feast of the presentation of Christ in the temple. The story of the infant Christ in the temple from Luke's Gospel is read at the Eucharist today. But the New Testament reading that we have been given for Matins takes us to another visit of Jesus to the temple. And this passage is often used by those Christians who disparage the idea of sacred space. The temple is not made of stones. The dwelling place of God is Jesus himself. The church is not the building, it is the people. One of the things that the Feast of the Presentation reminds us is of the place of the temple in the life of Jesus. In Luke's Gospel, he is there as an infant, and again as a youth, when his parents find him debating with the religious scholars. And all four Gospels have stories of Jesus cleansing the temple, driving out the traders and money changers. And it is this story of the cleansing of the temple in John's Gospel that gives us the context for today's passage. And that context is vitally important, and in my view it's a little bit naughty of the people who came up with the readings to give us today's reading without that context of the story of the cleansing of the temple. Because what the story of the cleansing of the temple tells us is that Jesus cares deeply about the temple. If he didn't, he wouldn't have bothered to chase out the traders and the money changers. The sacred space of the temple is not for Jesus an irrelevance. It is not for Jesus a superstition or a distraction. Jesus calls it my Father's house. He uses the same words in Luke's Gospel when Mary and Joseph find him in the temple.